Okay, yep, today we left off discussing the issue of Ben Arabayim. The statement by Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Hoshaya that Machshir Haya Ben Beteira Pesach Sheshachtu Shachrit Bar Basar, Lishmo, the Kula Yom Azimnehu. That Ben Beteira really thinks the Zman of the Korban of Pesach is not just in the afternoon, but all day long. They learned it out because the word Ben Arabayim means between Shnei Aravim, between yesterday, last night, and today's night. What's between yesterday night and today's night? Well, yesterday's night ends at Alot HaShachar. Today's night begins at Shkia, so that's the entire day is kosher. The Gemara challenged that from a number of places where we have Ben Arabayim, and we know that it's not the case that the Avodah is kosher all day long. So Gemara said, Ben Arabayim by the Karbin Tamid. The Gemara brought down the Ben Arabayim by the Menorah, the Ben Arabayim by the Ketoret. And each time the Gemara showed why that wasn't. Ben Arabayim there did not mean all day long because there's some sort of miyut or some sort of limud that shows us that that's not the case. So then the Gemara says, okay, what do we do with the extra word Erev? The word Erev appears by the Korban Pesach as well. That means Erev sounds like the afternoon, the late afternoon, not in the morning. So there we came up with a solution, which is it depends what time of day you bring your Pesach. If you bring your Pesach in the morning, you can bring it whenever you want, fine. If you bring it in the afternoon, then you must make it after the Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim. Because the Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim only has the word Ben Arabayim associated with it, whereas the Pesach has the words Ben Arabayim and Be'erev associated with it. So Yuchar, Davar. So you will delay or make later the item that has Erev and Ben Arabayim written by it, which is Pesach, to the thing, the Davar, Shenem Arbo, Ben Arbaim, the one that said only Ben Arbaim, which is the Korban HaTamid. So the Korban HaPesach comes after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. So Gemara wants to know, Umi Yikamide Dilu Shochet LeMitzafra Amar Zivnehu. In the morning you come along and you say, you bring your Korban Pesach, fine, that's its time. V'chimati Ben Arbaim Amar Tiuchar Davar. And then in the afternoon you'll come along and say, well, it's secondary to the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. All morning it was fine. The Tamid Shel Arbaim is not even relevant in that time period. Yet, all of a sudden, when it comes into the afternoon, the Talmud Shem Abayim takes precedence. Where it says, in, we have exactly that case. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, halocha mitpalel shel mincha, v'achar mitpalel shel musafim. So this is a machloket in the Gemara in Brachot, and this is the way we paskin, actually comes up a lot during the Yamim Noraim, which is that when you can daven musaf kol hayom. The din for musaf is kol hayom, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad sheva shaot, until the seventh hour. Mincha, the Zman of Mincha, begins from Sheish Vachetzi, the sixth and a half hour, and then it goes until Shkia. If one davens Musaf before the Zman of Mincha, no problem. You can daven Musaf before Mincha. You can daven Shachle, you can daven Musaf, and then you can daven Mincha when Zman of Mincha is Mashkia. On the other hand, once you've hit the Zman of Mincha, once you've entered into the time period where it is time for Mincha, what will happen? You have a competition, you have a decision to make between whether you should daven mincha and musaf first. So long comes Rabbi Yochanan says, that's the locha, mitzvah shel mincha, v'achakam mitzvah shel musaf. When you're in the time period where already it's the zman of mincha, and it overlaps with the zman of musaf, better to daven mincha first, and then daven musaf afterwards. It comes basic idea that chod tadir kodim. Mincha is tadir, we daven mincha every day, and musafim only happen once a week, maybe a little more, when around the chagim, and Rosh Chodesh, but otherwise they are less tadir than mincha. So you have a case where you have a competition between two items. We give precedence to the tadir, we give precedence to mincha. So it'll be exactly our case. If you daven musaf in the morning, you can go ahead and daven it whenever you want. All of a sudden, if you get to the zman of mincha, musaf goes after mincha. So this is the exact same setup we have. Why it comes up in the Yomim Noraim is because since davening is so long, many times when you daven shachris, they only get up to musaf, so much later in the day, Yom HaKippurim, Rosh Hashanah, they only start musaf, it's already a zman of the mincha. Simchas Torah also, very good. That musaf is already in the zman of mincha and presents problems. So the Mishnah Berurah and others of the poskim say that one should try to make sure to start musaf prior to the zman of mincha. Something that people have to try to be makbid on in terms of the Yamim Noraim. But here the Gemara says we do have such a paradigm, so that will not be a big question. But now the Gemara wants to know, Uben Arabayim dechtib gabi ktoret v'neirot lomali. Ben Arabayim that appears by the ktoret and by neirot, what do I need it for? It's not telling me the time that I do the neirot or the time that I do the ktoret, because we said the Ben Arabayim is not literal in those cases. Even though Ben Arbaim would mean all day, we don't read it literally. We mean in there, it really means afternoon. That's because we had the Me'erevad Boker by the Neirot, and we have by the Torah this Hukash the Neirot. But then what does the Ben Arbaim do for you? So we're owed, and on top of that, Heshiv Rebbe Tachid Ben Betero the Dibri Rabbi Yehoshua. Rebbe spoke on behalf of Ben Betero. He answered Rabbi Yehoshua. And he says, Lo, Im Amart B'Shlosh Asar She'en Miksato Ra'ui Tomar B'Abasar She'en Miksato Ra'ui. He says, Rabbi, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua says, perfect. You do a Pesach Shlo Lishmo in the morning, it's like you brought on the 13th. Rabbi says, what do you mean it's like you brought on the 13th? The 13th and the 14th are totally different days. The 13th is a day that has no shaykhut to the Korban Pesach whatsoever. The 14th, you're right, in the morning it's not Zmano, but in the afternoon it is, and that's the Mixas Ayom is Ra'ui for the Pesach. So how could you call it the exact same thing? Vimito. And if you're right, Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, that Ben Beteiru really believes that the Zman of Pesach is in the morning.
And Rabbi's response doesn't necessarily mean it's valid as a Pesach.
Right, it may not be, but he is answering on behalf of Ben Beteiru. So that's the important thing here. Since he's, you're right, Rabbi could hold whatever he wants. But here, the Breakta specifically says that he's answering on behalf of Ben Beteiru. So that sounds like he's defending Ben Beteiru in his position.
Maybe the Pesach itself is not valid as Shabbat in the morning.
So you're saying what Rabbi Yochanan is about to say is the position of Ben Betero. Baruch Shikivanta, the Rabbi Yochanan. But here, Gemara says, so if, according to Rabbi, who is answering on behalf of Ben Betero, then it should have said, if according to you, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yoshaya, it should have said, Imte Kulei Roi Hu. It should have been the whole day is Roi for Pesach, not just Mixayom Roi the Pesach. Elo, so what's the answer? So like Shaul was suggesting just now, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Posel ayah ben betera b'pesach sheshachtu barbaser shachrit ben lishmo ben lishlo lishmo. Exactly what you're suggesting here, that you could have this opinion. There is this middle ground. A middle ground which is not, Rabbi Yeshua says that the morning is totally fine for lo lishmo, it's not a zman of Pesach whatsoever. Not like the ben betera we've seen until now, explained by Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yoshaya, that the entire day was kosher le Pesach, but rather in between, which is that the morning of the 14th is neither good for Pesach, nor good for shlo lishmo. It's a zman that's neither. Because of exactly what we just said here, because Ho'u Miksato Roi. Since the remainder of the day is Roi LePesach, that makes it not Roi Shelo Lishmo, but yet it's not Ben Arbaim, so it's not the Zman of Pesach. Megadev Ba'a Rabbi Yobau. I used to curse this position. Imkain, Pesach Kosher the Ben Betera Hechem Ishkachalo. How could you ever be Mafrish a Korban of Pesach according to Ben Betera? Id Avshrei Ayidno. If you take it off today, Dochui Mi Ikaruhu. It's dochui, it's no good from the moment you take it apart. It has no usefulness as a korban. If you separate it out the morning of the 14th to be your korban Pesach, at the moment that you separate it out, what is it roi for? Nothing. It can't be a Pesach, and it can't be a shlamim. It can't be anything. It's not roi to be a korban from the moment that you were mafrishit. So what are you going to say? Yesterday you were mafrishit? Then that is nir'ev nidchehu. Because yesterday was roi to be a shlamim. Today, well, it's right to be a Pesach ben Arbaim, but in that interim period, it becomes nidche. It's no good as a korban whatsoever in the interim period. So then, how could you be it? Right, once you're mafrishit, as long as the korban is ra'ui to be a korban at that moment, and from that moment till the time it reaches the zman that you're supposed to bring, it has to be ra'ui to be a korban. Now, if there was no option in a Pesach to bring it shlo lishmo, then you'd have no problem. Because all along, then it's ra'oi to be brought, and then it's brought bizmano, when you bring it to it, because all along it was ra'oi to be a korban. The problem here is you hit a point where it's not ra'oi to be bizmano, and it's not ra'oi to be shalom bizmano, which is not ra'oi to be a korban whatsoever at that point in time. That's called a nidche. Nidche means a korban has to
be. Can you be a korban at night?
No.
No. So
Gemara is going to ask that right away about the nighttime. We're going to get there in 1 second. So Gemara says, Ella Amar Rabbi Ribo. Which is interesting here that Rabbi Ribo gives an answer after he cursed everybody that gave the Pesach. Then he says, you know, he gives an answer for Rabbi Yochanan. Ella Amar Ribo, Tehei Lachar Chatzot. He was mafish the Korban after Chatzot on Erev Pesach. Because that's the Zman Korban on Pesach. And then it'll be fine. So now Gemara says, Abaye Amar Afilu Tema Mitzafro. Even from the morning. Ein Mechusar Zman Lebo Bayom. There is no such thing as Mechusar Zman if the Korban is Ra'ui to be brought on that day. Usur Zman is when you bring it at a point, and then all of a sudden it can't be brought. There's some reason that it's been suspended. We'll see these. We're going to have examples of this in the Gemara. Times that it's been suspended from being brought as a Korban. That's the case, then it's Nidcheh. But over here, since that day itself is Ra'uy for the Korban, you can't claim that it was suspended. It never went through a day that it wasn't Ra'uy to be a Korban, because that day it is. Papa Amar, Afilu Teimim Yorta, this was your question. Even at nighttime, Laila Ein Mechusar Zman. Laila is not classified as being a mechusar zman. Titani debay Rabbi Shmuel, because we have a din. Leil Shmini. What about Leil Shmini? What's special about the eighth day of an animal? That is, the Torah says that for the first 7 days, an animal may not be brought as a korban. On the Yom HaShmini, right, dear Ed, that it's good then. It's a valid korban on the eighth day. What about the night of the eighth? A korban can be brought only during the daytime. So I know that for the first 7 days, it's no good. On the eighth day, it is good. What about the night of the eighth? Now here we're talking about a case of maaser. Maaser is everything goes nichnas nadir. You have to put him into the corral in order to count for the 10th animals. On the night of the eighth for this animal, if he puts him into the corral, is he a valid korban? Is he allowed to be? So that's what this writer says. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Leil Shmini nichnas nadir lehit aser. Uked Rabbi Aftoriki. The Rabbi Afaturiki Rami says, Aktiv, the two psukim, he has a stira. But yes, Shivet Yamim Tachad Imo, the animal remains for the first 7 days with its mother. Ha Lailo Chozi. That means after 7 days, it's totally fine. That night would sound okay. Uchtiv, Yom Hashmini Ba'alo Yeratzeh, says, only from the eighth day onward is it good. Which sounds like the Lailo is not Chazi. It's no good to use it, Lo Chazi. Ha Ketzad, how do you resolve that stira? Laila l'kedusha v'yom narza. The night is still valid in terms of being magdish the animal, but the day is only good for harza, meaning of bringing the korban. The korban can only be brought during the daytime, but the day or the nighttime where it's suspended, we call that a technical suspension. The technical suspension is that korbanot are not brought in the mikdash at night, but the korban itself remains a shame korban. The korban itself is valid as a korban; its kedusha remains with it. There's a technical exogenous variable, which is that the Mikdash doesn't accept korbanot at night. That doesn't make it into a nidcheh. A nidcheh has to be that the korban itself loses its shame as a korban.
It sounds like we're saying that only the night before, that this label is only for the
korban. Only the night before here, specifically by the Pesach where it's zmano, is on the afternoon, then the night before becomes its zman.
No, but this pasuk is not talking about the Pesach.
But that's only because the 7 days before were problematic. So that means that the only beginning point for it is the night of the eighth.
She's saying it's not that the night before.
Yes, night in general. Yes, night in general. You could be makdish a korban at night, no problem. If you took a korban early, you're mafrish a korban. Whenever you're mafrish a korban, as long as there's no suspension of the ability for that korban to be a korban that's ra'uy, during that period of time, it's fine. Here the Pesach runs into this problem because the morning of the 14th has that suspension. So you can only move back to the night before, because the night before is considered to be connected to the afternoon later. That's considered to be one day. That's not considered to be mechusar zman, because it's all one day. If you moved back to the 13th already, then you would run into a problem, according to Ben Batera. So now, the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Zera Rabbi Bo, Lema Kasav Rabbi Yochanan. Let's say that Rabbi Yochanan holds, Bachayim Nidachin. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Baal Chai, something that's alive, could be Nidcheh. Now there is an opinion in the Gemara, Nidcheh here, this idea that a korban or something can be suspended once it goes into this area of psul, then it cannot return. There is a machokus. Does that only apply to shchutim? Does it only apply to a korban that was nishchat already, and then it was nidcheh, it becomes problematic? Or even when it's still kedushato, when you're ready, you're a magdishi animal, it's still alive, can you be nidcheh? From this we must conclude that Rabbi Yochanan believes that balei chayim nidachim, because, according to Rabbi Bo at least, that Rabbi Yochanan has to believe that balei chayim nidachim, otherwise, why do you have to deal with this issue of the morning being a suspended time? If you believe only once it's shechted that you have to worry about it, then it's only shechted ben arbayim, there's no issue of nidcheh. The fact that Rabbi Bo is questioning the issue of nidcheh, even in the morning of the 14th, tells you that he believes nidcheh applies even to live animals. And he answers him back, yes, in. Rabbi Yochanan, be'ema shel shnei shutvin. If an animal that belongs to two partners, higdish chetzia, v'chazar lakach chetzia. A partner went ahead and was makdish his half of the animal. Then he goes back and he purchases the other half of the animal, the Ikdisha, and then he makes it Kodesh. Kedusha ve'ena kreva. It's Kadosh, but it's not brought on the Mizbeach. Vose t'mura, it can create t'mura, u'tmurata ki yotzeba. And the t'mura that it makes is exactly like it, which means it can't go on the Mizbeach. Shma mina tlat. And from this we conclude three things. One, shma mina balei chayim nidachim. That an animal, while it's still alive, could be nidche. Because the fact that it cannot be kreva because of this incident all takes place while the animal is still alive. So it's clear that here we're talking about nidche while it's still alive. Number two, shma mina dachui meikara v'dachui. That an animal that never was ra'u to be a korban, but its initial kedusha was given at a point in time where it was not ra'u to be a korban, that is considered to be nidche. When it's makrivish, half the animal, that half of the animal cannot be makriv. You cannot be makriv the animal. The moment that you made it that half kadosh, that's it, because that half cannot have been brought as a korban. Until he purchases the second half of it, that half cannot be brought as a korban. It is. It's tofes for kedushat damim. Now the third thing is that dichoy bedamim, that there is dichoy bedamim. But if you make something kadosh kedushat damim, you can't then transfer it or create a kedushat guf out of this animal. That once it's kedushat b'kedushat tamim, that's it. You're suspended from bringing it as b'kedushat aguf. That ruins it. Now, there are a couple things to discuss. One is that we know another place says in Shas that if one is makdish, a leg of an animal leolda, then if you're makdish, a part of the animal that is, it's nafsho tuluy abo, then it's mitpashet, it spreads over the whole animal, it becomes kedushat aguf. So that's Tosfos here brings that distinction, right, that David is saying right now, which is, there's a difference between these two items. Lo dami l'raglash olala, ditimka l'torche ola. Over there you sell it, that leg. If it's something that's nafsho tuluya bo, then it's mitpashet, and the whole thing becomes an ola. If it's not something that's nafsho tuluya bo, you sell the animal, and you take that part, and then you give that money towards bringing an ola. But why? It should be dichoy meikara like we have over here. That's because the hotamina dichoya came into the adola that kodesha. Since you had the ability to matish the whole animal, therefore when you matish a portion of the animal, that kedusha is to face, because you have the ability to do it. Over here, your ability to matish the second part of the animal is suspended. You have no ability to do that. If you do that, then the first kedusha you put on it cannot be a kedusha to goof, because you don't have a right to be matish the whole animal. That right, that lack of a right, makes it that you can't create kedusha to goof. So number one, we can say, Bali Chayim Nidachin. Number two, we can say that is Dochli Mi'ikara. The fact that from the moment you made it Kadosh, it was no good. It was never near it. It was never a point where it could have been a Korban and then it was suspended. It was never a Korban whatsoever. That's still called a suspension. What type of suspension is this? That's called a suspension of Dichui Damim. That means that when you were Makdish, it became Kadosh, the Kedushat Damim. And that Kedushat Damim can never later be elevated to Kedushat Haguf. That's the way Rashi learns this sugya. Tosfos, this happens to be in a number of places in Shas that they have this Shema Mina Tlat issue, and in these places Tosfos always asks the simple question is, what's the difference between Dochoy Meikara and Kshutat Damim? How do you ever have a difference? By definition, a Dochoy Meikara is something that has Kedushat Damim, because that's what's going to happen. Anytime you're makdish something as Kedushat the Guf and it fails, it's going to become a Kedushat Damim. And that means that Dochoy Meikara is always equivalent to Dochoy B'damim. So what's the difference between these two types or these two issues? So the Tosfos over here suggests, he gives one example, he says, maybe the case over here is that the difference is a case where he puts in blood. He's been doing Kabbalat Adam, but there's water in the vessel, in the Kli Sharet. And what happens is each drip of blood comes in. The first couple of drips of blood that come in, they are overwhelmed by the water, they're batel in the water. After a certain amount of time, the blood will overwhelm the water and it'll switch and it'll become blood instead of water. So that's something that is dichoy b'ikara, but not dichoy mitam damim. Because dichoy b'ikara, because the moment the kabbalat dam happened, the blood was no good. Later on, the blood now becomes good because it overwhelmed the water and now the water is batel to the dam instead of the dam being batel to the water. So it switched at a certain point in time. So there was dochoy b'ikara, but it's clear that kedushah was not kedushat damim. It was kedushat the guf. We are saying kama kama bata. Right, that's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosafot. We saw back in Avodah Zarah. How long does kama kama bata last? Rashi says kama kama bata lasts forever. But Tosafot Shita Tov says that kama kama bata, once it reaches the point that it overwhelms the blood, it switches into something that is ra'oi. That was what we had the Tosafot in Avodah Zarah. So over here too, the blood will overwhelm it, then it'll become ra'oi. So that's nidche mi'ikara, but it's not kedushat tamim. So he comes up with such a case that you could separate between the two. Then he brings down the Rebbe of Chaim. That the dichoy damim over here is different than dochoy meikara. The dochoy meikara is a suspension that it's no longer good to be brought in mizbeach. The second, the dichoy damim, teaches you that the tmura that is created at this animal is kimoto, is exactly like it. So just like this animal cannot get on the mizbeach, so too a tmura of this animal will not end up on the mizbeach. And that's what it means, dichoy damim. Dichui Damim is not teaching you about this animal itself. That we already know from Dichui Meikara, that it's not good to go on the Mizbeach. It's going to be Kedushat Damim. But the Kedushat Damim tells me that if I try to now take this Kedushat and pose it on another animal, even though that animal is royally to have Kedushat Daguf, that doesn't work and it remains Kedushat Damim. All right, Tosos has issues with it. It's a very, very long Tosos. I'm not going to go through. He has issues with this Rebbe Reb Chaim all the way through to the next Amud. Rabbeinu Chanano, Farish Eish Dichui B'damim Klamar D'damim Dichuyim Shelo Yakriv Min Adamim Karbeno Shaya Batolda Afrish. That the Dichui Damim over here is not that about Kedushat Damim like Rashi says, but rather that when you sell this animal for that money, you can't take that money and then Makriva Karban with that money. That money, Kedushat Damim, becomes like Damim Leberek Abayit. Not Kedushat Damim where it's money, and then you take that money and you purchase a Korban with that money. So that's what it means, Dichui by the Kedushat Damim, or Yesh Dichui B'damim. Dichui B'damim means the money becomes Berek Abayit Kedushah, not Damim where you take the money and then you buy a Korban with that money. So that's what the Rabbeinu Chanan will suggest over here. The last is the Rabbeinu Tam will suggest, Uperish Yesh. That the Rabbeinu Tam says that something has no Kedushat Aguf and also only Kedushat Damim, there is such a concept of Dichui. And then Tosas again has questions on this Peshat of the Rabbeinu Tam. So we saw four different ways to explain what the Dichui B'da Kedushat Damim is. Rashi says that it's Kedushat Damim is like we think, that it's Dachui B'Kedushat Damim, that's what it becomes. It's Dachui. Yesh Tarat Dichui B'Kedushat Damim. It was Kadosh B'Kedushat Damim from the start, and once it becomes Kedushat Damim, it cannot go back to being Kedushat Aguf. That's what Rashi says the explanation is. Then we had the Rabbeinu Baruch Hu says that it means that you can't make it into Tumurah, that you can't create Tumurah from this Kedushat Damim. Then we had the Rabbeinu Chanan who suggests that you can't use this money to purchase a Korban. And we have the Rabbeinu Tam who suggests over here that it's Dachui B'Davar She'im Bo Rak Kedushat Damim V'Lo Kedushat Aguf. Is it a dichui that where there is no kedushat aguf, and that's what the dichui damim is over here, which is now Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now we get to other more. We're going to investigate this dichui a little more, which is achal chelev. When this is a gemara that we saw in Avodah Zarah together, this is achal chelev yifrish korban. Eats chelev is mafrish his korban chatat for eating chelev vehimir dat, and then he becomes or he converts to another religion. He leaves the Judaism. The Chazarbo, then he says, does tshuva and comes back. Since the Korban was already nitche, it's gone forever. Why was it nitche? Because while he was a mumar, he cannot bring a Korban Chatat. That we learned in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, because it's rak shav mediyah da'ato. Only someone, when he's told he's done the Avera, will change his mind and do something about it, do tshuva, then that person can bring a Chatat. But a person who ifilu bi'idiyato eino shav, that's not someone who could bring a Korban Chatat. He's suspended from bringing a Korban Chatat. So while he's a Mumar, he can't bring a Korban Chatat. This is Rabbi Yochanan the Shitato. Amar Abula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So this is Rabbi Yochanan the Shitato. Holds that Balei Chayim are Nidachim. Rabbi Ed Chelev, you makish the Korban. You cannot, at a certain point, you cannot bring the Korban. And then you hold the Nidche, Yidachim, and it's over. Because it was Nidche while it was, yes, Balei Chayim, but then you can't use it anymore. Itmar Nami, Amar Rabbi Yirmi, Amar Rabbi Yobo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Another member in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And then he lost his mind. Yeah, it was mafish the korban chatat. He lost his mind. We're there. He's no longer capable of bringing the korban. And then he became a sound mind again. Again, since the korban was around at a certain point in time, he was incapable of bringing the korban. He couldn't bring it at all. He was suspended from all korbanot. And then he becomes again into the parsha being ra'oi to bring a korban. That suspension makes it that there was a point in time where it was nitche. Once it was nitche, you can't remove it. We can't bring it back in. We need both these. In the case of Mubar, he is removing himself intentionally with his own, you know, sand body and mind. He's removing himself. But the case of Nishtateh, where he lost his mind, it was nitcha, not because he actively did it. It happened because of the state of mind that he's in. Maybe that's the equivalent of sleeping. We don't say when you sleep, it's nitcha. That's just a temporary state of being. So maybe Nishtateh should be the same thing. If you only talk about the case of losing his mind, there he has no control over when he can return. So that's why it's called nidcheh. Since at any moment he can return, maybe that's not called nidcheh. because he has the ability to return. Tzrichi. So therefore we say no. That tzricha, we need both of them, and therefore both are true. It doesn't matter if you have the ability to return, you're still called a nidche, and it doesn't matter that it happened involuntarily, that it became nidche, that is still, could still called dichui. Now a little flashback to Horayot. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, Achal Chelev, he ate Chelev, Veifrish Korban, he was Mafrish his Korban Chatat. Then in the interim, Horu Beit Din, Shechelev Mutar. In the interim, Beit Din said that what he did was Mutar, and you don't have to bring a Korban Chatat for that matter. V'chazruban, and then they backed off. They realized they were wrong. Mahu. So at that point in time, when the Beit Din Paskin, that person who ate such Chelev, doesn't have to bring a Chatat, what's it then? Truth, this guy still has to bring a Chatat, because he ate it before the Psak of Beit Din, so he still has to bring the Chatat. The only question is, there's a period of time where what he did is not classified as an Aveira. It's not classified as an Aveira. Is that Dachoy? Does that make the Korban into a Nitche? So, may Avi Dichoy? Olo Avi Dichoy. So, Amalei Ha'u Sabo. So, this elderly gentleman had said, Ki Patach Rabbi Yochanan B'Tchuyin. Rabbi Yochanan used to begin the Sugi B'Tchuyin Mahapatach. He used to address this issue and talk about this case exactly. And he says, my time, why is this case considered to be problematic or Dichoy? Because Hotom, in the cases before, where we had the case of Mumar and the case of Nishtate, what's the psul there? The psul is in the Gavra. Hotam Gavra Idochi Karban Lo Idochi. The Karban itself, the animal itself all along is a good Karban, it can be brought as a Karban. The person who was suspended during that period of time is the Gavra. There's a psul in the Gavra. The Nidche is in the Gavra himself. He was a Mumar, therefore he couldn't bring the Karban. He was out of his mind, so he couldn't bring the Karban. But the korban itself, the animal itself, all through the process, never changed its status. Over here, that's not true. Hocha korban nami idochi. Over here, by the case of the beitim, when the beitim paskins that such an act is not an act of chatat, not only is the gavra not roi to bring a chatat, but the korban itself is no longer roi to be a chatat. You can't bring a chatat for such an aveira anymore, according to that beitim. The korban itself now is suspended from being a good korban, the animal and the gavra. So it's like, almost like a kal v'chomer that over here would be considered nidche. That's the way Rashi reads it. The Rabbeinu Tam reads it, the explanation, the opposite way around. Rabbeinu Tam says it's just the opposite. Perish Ipcha. Degari Horu Beitin. Over there by the case of Horu Beitin, it's Enolei Dochli Gavra. Idche. That the Gavra himself is Nidche, Sheinu Deya, in Patorim Lav. Over there he doesn't know if he's Patur or not. So therefore, Lav Karban Lo Idche. So since he doesn't know, therefore it's not Nidche. So Rabbeinu Tam comes to the opposite conclusion. By the case of Horad Beitin, there he doesn't know whether he's nitcha or he's not nitcha. Dilo itiru beitin hayakarev. Because if beitin never came up with the psak, the korban would have been just fine. Well, they did come up with the psak. That the only reason that it was dachui was because of the mistake of beitin. So that's called nitcha gavra. The human beings caused the problem of nitcha over here. Whereas, of a hocha, by our case, afilu korban nami yidcha, the kevin shu shote umumar patur hu the kuli alma. According to there, there's no safek about the fact that he can't bring a korban. Whether he's a mumar or nishtateh, everybody agrees he's patur mei korban. The korban is completely and totally ownerless at this point in time. It's totally suspended from being a korban. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam will come to the opposite conclusions here. When you have this case of Beis Din that paskins that chelev is mutar, and the person has to be mafrish a chatat in that instance, so Rabbeinu Tam says, that's not called nitcheh. Because over there, the whole problem is being generated by an outside force, which is Beis Din, and they're wrong. So the fact is that we weren't sure if the korban should be not be brought. Once Beis Din rectifies it, we know it should have been brought. So it was a korban all the way along. They made a mistake, and their suspension is almost retroactive in that sense. But on the case of Nishtate and the case of Mumar, over there you can't change the fact that when he was in that state of being, there's just no way you could have brought that korban. And that's totally suspended. Right? I wouldn't say it's Igla Milta the Refreya, but it just says that it shows us that this animal was ra'ui to be a korban. That mistake's only good if you relied on the mistake. But here, this animal wasn't relying on the mistake. This animal was clearly a korban all the way through, but they made a mistake. So they changed its status, but it really wasn't a changed status. But according to Rashi, you have the opposite conclusion. Right? Rashi, Mumar in Ishtate is only Psul in the Gavro. The owner is the problem, but the Korban itself, the animal itself all along looks fine, it could be brought as a Korban. But the case of Beis Din, once Beis Din says Mutar, not only is the Gavro not have to bring, but the Korban itself is not a Korban Chatat anymore. You have to bring a Chatat on something that you violate, that it would have been Karet, and you would have been prosecuted for it, the Mezid. Non-existent in Aveira. So it can't be a Chatat. That's the way Rashi learns it. Be nitcha, the gamre. So right, so they actually have opposite conclusions about what they're saying here, because they read depending on which side you think is referring to the Beis Din versus the Korban here. So now, it says, goes back to our Mishnah. Amar Shim ben Ozai, Mikublani pi 72 zakein. I had this Hasara from 72 zakein.
72.
Right, so that's it. Lamali the Midna 72 zakein. Why did they say 72 zakein? So first of all, it should be said, 72 zakeinim. So it says, the Kulu b'chada shitoto habakaimah. They all agreed. Every one of them agreed to the same shita over here. And that's why they were called zakein in the singular, to tell us that they were b'shiva achat, they were all sitting together, and they were ke'isha achat, and they all had an exact identical opinion. So that's how powerful this opinion is, according to the quote of Ben Azai. Lo osif Ben Azai lelo olah. I'm Rav Huna. My time with the Ben Azai. What's the reason behind him Azai? Olah, who? Ishe reach nichoach la'ashem. Because it says olah, who? Who is a miut? So that's the case. Olah hi lishma kshira, shlo lishma psula. And olah that is done lishma is kasher, shlo lishma psula. Where it says Hashem namiktiv be hu. Hashem also has the word hu over there, and we don't say that Hashem has that problem. Where it says heulachar haktarete murimu dichtiv. That's only written by the Hashem, the hu. The exclusionary term is only written after haktarete murim, and we know the Gemara, we've seen this here many times, that haktarete murim is not an akev. So if the hu, if you have the ikov by the haktarat emurim, that's not going to be ma'akev, the korban. The Gemara says, well, let me tell you a secret about the olah too. The olah, the word hu, is also written after haktarat emurim. So why is that going to help you over here? Ha'inami lo charakterim meim hu dichtiv. Gemara says, trehu ktivei. By korban olah, the word hu is used twice. So true, the word hu appears twice, both times, after the haktarat emurim. Nevertheless, I don't need it afterwards because I already have one who there. So that who must come to tell me you had something beforehand. So that comes to tell me that you needed lishma. It says, well, you know what? We had the exact same thing by Hashem. Hashem nami trehu ktive. It has who there twice also. So that's not going to help you. Ella, we've got to go another route to find the answer. Why? Ben Azai, Bekal B'chomer, Mighty Law. Ben Azai learns it out from Bekal B'chomer that Olah is a problem in Lishma. What's that? Ma Chatat Sheinu Kaliyo. Chatat that doesn't go entirely on Mizbeach. Shachta Shalo Lishma Psula. Olah Shehi Kaliyo Lo Kol Shekein. Olah that is entirely placed on Mizbeach. That's a Kol Shekein that should be Pasul Lishma. What about Ma Chatat Shechein Mechaperet? Maybe that's the Chatat is different because it's Mechaper. Olah is not Mechaper, so it'll have a different din. So maybe the Chumra by the Chatat, and it needs lishmas because it's mechaper and you don't have that by Olah. Gemara says, Pesach yochiach. That can learn up in Pesach. Ma lepesach. Pesach also has to be done lishma. Gemara says, Ma Pesach, shekein zmano kavua. Pesach has a zman kavua. So Gemara says, Chatat ochiach. Chazar din, lo reizek, reizev, lo reizek, reizev. I take the tzad shaveh sheban between a chatat and a Pesach, shein kochim. Vishachatan shel lishman pasul. Afani avi Olah, shi kochim vishachtal shel lishman pasul. So Gemara says, okay. Wait a minute, you have a problem. By Korban of Pesach and by Chatat, they're brought for things that involve a karet. That's not true by the Olah. The Gemara says, Ben Azai, tzad karet lo porich. He doesn't think karet is a real question. Why doesn't he think it's a real question? Because we're dealing with two different types of karet. It's very important here. The karet by the Chatat that you bring is to rectify an avera that you did that would have been chayav karet. The Pesach that you're bringing is to prevent yourself from being chayav karet. If you don't bring the Pesach, you'll be chayav karet. That's a different form of karet. Those aren't the same karet. Yes, they have the name, shame karet around them, but it's a different, totally different scenario. Somebody says, okay, once you're doing this, kavachomer, Hashem nami leite. Hashem, you can also bring along. Meaning that if you're going to include kochim, that are lowly shmad from chatat and Pesach, you can include Olah, but you can also include an Hashem. Somebody says, Hashem parich. No, Hashem, we have a problem. Because malatad sevir shen shekein yeshnam b'tzibur can be yachid. That when it comes to a korban chatat, that comes in the korban musaf, comes as a korban tzibur. And the olah also comes as a korban tzibur, so it can be learnt out. The Pesach also is a korban tzibur and a korban yachid. It's actually both at the same time. It's both a korban yachid and a korban tzibur. It can be brought, when it's not a Pesach, it can be brought as a shlamim, as a yachid. On Pesach, it's brought by yachidim. But together, they're classified as a tzibur. It's an unusual korban tzibur by the Pesach, that even though it's brought by individuals, since it's brought by everybody, we can fire it together, they become like a korban tzibur. That's the din of a Pesach. So a Pesach can be a yachid and tzibur. Olah can be a yachid and tzibur. A chatat can be an olah and tzibur. So therefore, the chatat and Pesach can teach the olah and there's no pircha. But an asham that does not come but tzibur, then can't learn it out from Chatat and Pesach because there's some Tzad Shavesh behind. V'bay Dema. And some people say, no, Tzad Karet Nami Parech. That Ben Azai thinks that the Tzad Karet is a problem over here. Ben Azai, Gemara Gemirla. He had a Mesorah. That's exactly what he's saying. I have it from the Shimon Shnaim Zekenim. That's the Mesorah that I had. That an Olah is included. V'ad Kamar Ravuna Kal B'chomer. Ah, didn't Ravuna just say that he learned it out of a Kal B'chomer? What do you mean he have a Mesorah? So that is, V'amar L'chadein Bat Talmidav. That was only to sharpen the Talmidim. So what does it mean to sharpen the Talmidim? Rashi brings two possibilities. Either he wanted them to ask questions and to say, no, it's not a good Kal B'chomer. Or Inami, he wanted them to learn Kal B'chomer like Ben Azai. He wanted to teach them a methodology. Look, learn Kal B'chomer like this. You should be able to learn Kal B'chomer. I'm trying to open up that because it's a logical argument. You also should make logical arguments. Try to make them. We'll knock them down. That's fine. But at least try to make logical arguments in this manner. Exactly, so it might work. All right, we'll stop over here.